Okay, today we're going to continue Bezrus Hashem in the fifth parak of Maseches Shumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So Mishnah Dalid talks about the Truma Temeya that becomes mixed with Truma Tahora, meaning the past couple of Mishnayos we're talking about Truma getting mixed with Chulin, and we spoke about when the Truma is Tameh and the Chulin is Tahor, or when the Truma is Tahor and the Chulin is Tameh, but now we're going to talk about what if Truma gets mixed with Truma, but some of the Truma is Tahor and some of the Truma is Tameh. So sa'a truma tamei shnafel meya sa'a truma tahora. One sa'a of tamei truma falls into 100 sa'a of tahor truma. Beshame osim. Beshame says that even a kohen is not allowed to eat the taroves because there's truma tamei in there, and you're not allowed to eat truma tamei. Ubeisil matirim. But Beisil says, of course you're allowed to eat it. It became batel. So if it became batel, there's no truma tamei in there anymore. The Truma Tamei is batel. We view the whole thing as Truma Tahora, so a Kohen is allowed to eat it. And Beis Hillel makes their point. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel says to the Beis Shammai, Ho'ilu Tahora Asura Lezarim, U'Tameya Asura Lekohanim. Think about it, Beis Hillel says. It should be mutter based on the following Kal V'Chomer. Truma Tahora is not permissible for non-Kohanim, for a Zar to eat. Truma Tameya is not permissible even for a Kohen to eat. So mata hora ola aftmeya tala. Truma tahora becomes batel in 100 times its volume of chulin, so truma tameya should become batel in 100 times its volume of truma tahora, meaning the normal rules of bittel should apply. Just like truma tahora can become batel in chulin, truma tameya should be able to become batel in truma tahora. So Amalei Beshame responded back, lo, no, that is one, you can't compare the capacity of chulin to be mevatel something with the capacity of truma tahora to be mevatel something. Im helu achulin akalin amutorin lezarmes atahora, chulin has a very strong capacity to be mevatel something because it has very powerful kochos of heter. Chulin is mutter even for a Zar, even for a non-Kohen. So since it has such powerful kochos of heter, and bittel works by tension between two things with opposite characteristics, so chulin is something that has very strong characteristics of heter, so that's why it has the ability to be mevatel truma. Batala truma hachamura asur lezar mesatmeya. Truma tahora has some characteristics of heter. It's mutter for a kohen to eat, but not very strong characteristics of heter. It's asur for a zar, and therefore its koach to be mevatel is not as strong. That's Beis Shammai's point of view. So the La'achar Shahodu, the Mishnah tells us at some point the Beis Shammai were moded to the Beis Hillel, and after the Beis Shammai finally agreed to the sheet of the Beis Hillel that if one saw of Truma Tamei falls into 100 sin of Truma Tahura, that is perfectly fine for a Kohen to eat. So there was a machlokas whether you need to do anything more. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, within the sheet of the Beis Hillel, Rabbi Lazar is a Talmud of the Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Lazar Shamutei, now that the Beis Shammai agrees to the Beis Hillel, so Rabbi Lazar says how everyone would say to proceed is Teirom v'tisaref, take out one sa'a and burn it. Burn that sa'a from the mixture, and the rest of it could be eaten by the Kohanim. We treat it like Truma Tameya, because we assume that the Truma that fell in is the Truma that you're taking out. V'chamram, and the Chum say, no, you don't need to burn it. Of the Bemuta, the sa'a of Truma Tameya that fell into that mixture is batel. It's completely lost its characteristics. It's lost any of its independence because it's so tiny in comparison to the rest of the mixture. So you don't need to to replace it. So the entire mixture could be eaten by Kohanim. You don't need to take anything out. Just let it be. There's no reason to take anything out. Meaning, think about it. When Truma falls into Chulin, one Sa'a of Truma falls into 100 Sa'in of Chulin, we take out one Sa'a. But why do we take out one Sa'a? Just to reimburse the Kohen for what he's losing by Truma falling into Chulin. Over here, there's no reimbursing a Kohen. The Kohen is not losing anything. It's all Truma. It's Truma Tamei falling into Truma Tahora. It all belongs to a Kohen. So the idea of taking something out just to burn it makes no sense in this context. And that's what the Chacham said in disagreement with Rabbi Lazar, that it doesn't make sense to take something out. Now, Mishnah Hay discusses the following. Sa'a Truma Shenafla Lemeya. Let's say one Sa'a of Truma falls into 100 Sa'a of Chulin. So Higbia, and then you took out one Sa'a from the mixture. So the Mishnah is going to talk about it. So that we know. That's what you got to do. One one sa of Chuma falls into 100 sa of Chulin, you got to be Magbiya. You got to take one sa out in order to reimburse the Kohen. But our Mishnah is going to take it to the next step. So now you've taken that piece out. And let's say that piece now gets mixed in with more Chulin. So do we need 100-to-1 ratio to that piece that you just took out to reimburse the Kohen? Or do we say, no, look at that piece. That piece was part of a Tarovis of 100-to-1 ratio of Chulin to Truma. So only a very tiny portion of that Sa'a that you took out is actually Truma. So that's where our Mishnah comes in. So you Higbiya, v'nafla l'makom acher. The Sa'a that you took out then fell into another pile of Chulin. Rabbi Lazar Omer, medama'as kitruma vaday. This is all Rabbi Lazar l'shitas. So Rabbi Lazar throughout all of these Mishnayos keeps saying that the Sa'a of Truma that fell in is the same Sa'a of Truma that you're pulling out. So when you pull out that Sa'a, you treat it like it's the same thing that fell in. That's why in the first Mishnah in Mishnah Beis, I think it was, that he said that when you pull out that Sa'a of Truma, when it was a Sa'a of Truma Tameya that fell into 100 Sa'in of Chulin Tahorin, that you have to burn that Sa'a because you treat it like a Sa'a of Truma Tameya. That's why Rabbi Lazar said that when it's a Sa'a of Truma Tameya that fell into 100 Sa'in of Truma Tahora, when you pull out that one Sa'a, you have to burn it. And that's why he's saying over here that when you pull out that Sa'a that fell into Chulin and then it falls in again, you treat it like the original Sa'a of Truma. It's the same because we view it as the same Sa'a. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer predictably says at this point. The Chacham omrim, but the Chacham say, Einam adavas elefi cheshbon, that it becomes meduma, but only based on the proportion of it that is likely Truma. The original Taroves was a 100-to-1 ratio of Chulin to Truma. And therefore, this Sa'a that you pulled out just to reimburse the Kohen, we don't pretend that the Sa'a that you're pulling out is the exact Sa'a that fell in. It's just a monetary reimbursement of the Kohen. So we assume that within this Sa'a, say the Chachamim, there's also a 100-to-1 ratio of Chulin to Truma. And therefore, when it falls into more Chulin, you have to view it, you have to look at it as the amount of Truma that it actually contains, and not the amount of Truma that, and not to view it as if it's Truma in its entirety. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalid, we learned that if a Sa'a of Truma Tameya falls into 100 Sa'in of Truma Tahora, initially Beishamay and Beisilel had a machlokas, whether the whole thing is Asur or whether it's Mutter, but then ultimately they agreed to Beisilel's point that Beishamay agreed to Beisilel's point that just like Chulin can be Mevatel Truma Tahora should be able to be Mevatel Truma Tameya. Okay, so once they agreed that there is Bittel, then there was a further machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, what to do next. Where Rabbi Lazar says you got to take out a Sa'a to burn, and the Chacham say just let it be. It became Batel. And then in Mishnah Hay we learned that if a Sa'a of Truma fell into 100 Sa'in of Chulin, and you removed one Sa'a like you're supposed to, and then it falls into another pile of Chulin, how much Chulin do you need to be Mevatel it? Where Rabbi Lazar says you need a 100-to-1 ratio to the entire Sa'a, and the Chacham say no, you only need enough to be Mevatel the portion of that Sa'a that is in fact Truma and not the portion that is Chulin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hei, Mishnah Vav.